We are heading into the holiday season. We're there for all intents and purposes during this holiday season. There's an organization that wants to remind veterans there is help for those that are suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. And it's kind of an interesting approach that the organization Help Heal Veterans has taken. Joel McLean is the CEO of Help Heal Veterans, also a U.S. Navy veteran. He's online with us right now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Tell us how this organization came to be and what it is that you do.
Sure. So Help Heal Veterans has been around since 1971, founded during the Vietnam War. And it came to be by our founder, who was visiting some young Marines injured from Vietnam in the Naval Hospital here in San Diego. Was going through the ward and typically asked, you know, the question, son, what can I do to help you? And the young Marine said, sir, I'm bored. Can you give me something to do with my hands? So with that, he went out to a local hobby store, found some arts and crafts, paint by numbers, things like that, brought it back, big hit with the Marine. And not only just a big hit for the boredom, but also it helped guys suffering from the invisible wounds to heal a little bit faster. And what we do, you know, using that as our foundation, we've been around for 45 years, and we manufacture here in SoCal arts and crafts designed by clinicians that help doctors save the lives of our veterans and active duty military by providing free of charge therapeutic arts and crafts. And these are proven over a 100-year history since World War I to help heal traumatic brain injury, PTSD, substance abuse, and a lot of the other invisible wounds of war.
I'll be darned. What kind of arts and crafts are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just not the things that you would think about in first grade. We make things from the ground up here that we provide for free that are designed with clinician doctor input to help, you know, occupational therapists, you know, mental health professionals, all those folks who are there dealing with our vets. And these are things that are fun. We make things from, like, leather footballs to laser models of biplanes and aircraft carriers, leather bags, jewelry kits for some of our female vets or our male vets who want to give gifts to their female important folks in their lives. Everything from the ground up that you can imagine. These things are great. You know, we from birdhouses to late laser models. It's pretty impressive what we do here.
That is impressive. And so it's the actual you know, doing of the craft that you know, helps, I would guess, to you know, ease one's mind and help improve cognitive skills and things like that, but then just the feeling of accomplishment when you finish a project.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of our folks who are suffering from a TBI or PTSD, they need some help to win those small battles, to feel like they're getting better, to feel like they're able to concentrate a little bit, or maybe they completed a project. You know, for our folks who are suffering from substance abuse, who are, you know, trying to beat the alcohol demon on their back, sometimes it's that downtime, which is a hard time. So we hear from some of our vets, you know, I need help. When I'm thinking about reaching that Budweiser, I want to reach for something else to kind of help me keep my mind off of that craving.
Is there so once they finish one of these projects, I mean, after they've, you know, built their third birdhouse or jewelry box and they've run out of people to give them to, is there some outlet for them to sell them or to provide them to others? How does that work?
They can, you know, that's something that we can do locally. You know, we're pretty active all over the country, and we help with community groups. They can go out there. For example, one of a great story we have is some of our homeless vets who will give, you know, to a transitional housing or to a homeless shelter, and they'll make a bag, you know, a leather bag that turns into a toiletry bag that they can use when they're leaving the cart outside, or something around the holiday time frame where they can, that's feeling of self-esteem, that they can give something, give to their friends around them. Basically, once the kit is done, you know, we don't care what the vet does with it. And being active in the community, giving it to kids, people they love, those are all ways to increase their self-esteem as well.
Hmm. How did you end up with this organization, Joe?
You know, I was a Navy vet. I flew off aircraft carriers for about 30 years, just under. You know, I come from a military family. You know, my dad was in Vietnam, and I have a son who's active duty Navy right now. So it's just a call to service, to continue to serve after a lifetime of service. And It's great being here with a great organization that is truly work with docs to save lives.
If somebody wants to take advantage of the services that you provide, if there's a veteran out there that thinks this might be for them, or a family member, a friend of a veteran, how do they connect with Help Heal Veterans?
Hey, you know, the best way is through our website, healvets.org. We have a lot of ways to distribute, either right to military hospitals, state veterans' homes, VA centers and whatnot like that, all the way down to we will mail to vets who we do mail in the local Detroit area there in Point Huron. who are undergoing health care, and we'll provide them as long as they need them. Usually send a kid out to their home about once every month or two or so. Healvets.org, if you feel like what we provide can help a vet heal. And Giving Tuesday was just a couple of days ago. If some folks feel like they like to support what they do, healvets.org is a great way to donate as well.
Fantastic. Joe, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all you guys do.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.